Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. I want to talk to you about bondage. There are many types of bondage, not just in the natural, but the spiritual as well. Here are some. Do you wear spiritual warfare as a badge of honor? Are you a martyr wannabe? John chapter 8 verse 36 states that if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So what part of free is it that we do not understand? What is it in the natural mind that prefers bondage rather than freedom? What causes us to go about with a lip dragging down in the dumps, poor me attitude at every little bump in the road? What is it about negativism that we feel we have to cling to? You know, in essence, we call God a liar by not believing his word. The Bible states in Isaiah 53:5, and with his stripes we are healed. We need to stop talking to God about how big your problem is, but talk to your problem about how big God is. Take the authority God gave you in Jesus and the shedding of his blood and kick bondage to the curb. We are continuously striving to satisfy our flesh, be it lust for pleasures and possessions, or to outdo others or gain attention. We fight among ourselves and against our inerrant desires. We constantly seek satisfaction, yet we are never satisfied. In James chapter 2, verse 2, it says, "Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not." So let's break this down. Lust means to crave, kill, anger, jealousy, cruelty, criticize. Desire is to possess, want more, and better than others. So we fight. Yet we have not because we ask not. I submit to you, we have not because we believe not, nor do we want to. We have to stop enjoying the pity party so much and get a life. Get a godly life. Instead of taking things to the Lord in prayer, we try to get what we want by our own efforts. Then we get caught up in the performance trap. Do we want the possessions or attention we desire for the glory of God, or for the good of our fellow man? No. Let's get real. We want them for our own selfish enjoyment, to satisfy our own natural desires. We amass debt as if the whole world economy rests on our ability to spend. We value material things above the will of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Worldliness is enmity with God. The world does not mean the planet in which we live or the world of nature around us. But what this means is the system which man has built up for himself in an effort to satisfy the lust of the eyes, the flesh, and the pride of life. In this system, there is no room for God or his Son. It may be a world of art, culture, education, science, or even religion. But God is really unwelcomed or even forbidden, except, of course, in empty formalities. To be a friend of this system is to be an enemy of God. It was this world that crucified the Lord of life and glory. Why would we want to walk hand in hand with the world that murdered our Savior? It's that world system. Jesus died to break the chains of bondage, and he has set you free. So act like it. Walk like it and talk like it. Amen? Let's pray and let's just give this all up to God. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we come before your throne today and we repent, Father, for our worldliness and hanging on to the things of the world and the desires of this selfish system. And Lord, I ask you to cleanse us, to give us wisdom, Lord, to direct us and guide us, and to get us to a place where we can recognize that pull that the world has on us, be it in possessions or just our pride. Father God, we give this all to you. And we know, Lord, that you make everything turn out good because we love you. We thank you and we give you praise and glory today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, hey, why don't you write me an email at buffy@swordradio.com. Or write me at P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And why don't you check out www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. God bless you, and until next time.